This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Everybody's psyched about virtual reality these days. You got HTC's Vive headset, Sony's headset, Samsung VR, so many options. But as we've been reporting, a lot of serious VR takes a lot of serious computing power. That includes Facebook's popular Oculus Rift headset. No, it won't work, at least not that well, with your regular old laptop. That's why Venture Beat writer Jordan Navet set out to build himself a legit virtual reality personal computer. Jordan, thanks for chatting.
Thanks for having me on, Ben.
All right. Where did the decision come from that you wanted to make your own PC to work with Oculus? Why did you decide to do that?
I looked at the specifications that Facebook made available for the Oculus Rift, and I said, gosh, my MacBook doesn't have any of this high-end equipment. And I said, well, there are a couple of options. One is I could buy an Oculus-ready machine.
Yep.
Or I could alternatively build my own PC.
So give me the rundown here. What are the different pieces of the computer? How much it set you back?
Okay, I paid around $1,400 for everything, and that includes a monitor, that includes a graphics card, an Intel chip, a hard drive to store everything, a solid-state drive to store some special things like the operating system, a Wi-Fi adapter, I have memory, I have a case that holds everything, a big case.
You have pre-ordered the consumer version of this, but you're actually working with a developer's kit and you're playing with that?
Yes, a prototype, basically, of the headset. And so I've been trying out a bunch of apps. Basically, after I get home from work every day, I download a bunch of games to try out. And sometimes it's really fun, and other times I feel nauseated afterward, and I have to lie down, basically, and go to sleep.
How long are you spending after work?
Maybe 1 hour or so, 1 or 2 hours. The thing is, for many games, you just can't take a very long sitting. It will make you feel a little bit disoriented if you're jumping around or flying in the air, and you feel as if you should be going in a direction, but you aren't. Your brain is basically fooled. And it's, I think, the delta between what you think you are supposed to be doing and what your body actually feels that makes you so uncomfortable.
So what do you think? $1,400 well spent so far?
Yes, it is an experiment. And I believe that virtual reality will be an important platform for the future. I'm optimistic about it. And this release feels like the right time to jump in. I have a Google Cardboard. I've played with the Samsung Gear VR. I've tried the HTC Vive, but this feels like something that is going to be around for a while to come.
Jordan Navet is a writer for VentureBeat.com. Jordan, good luck out there. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me. Bye, Ben.